from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You said something earlier that I want to dive right into.
Let's do it.
You do not think Lauri Markkanen is going to end up being the target.
No.
But you do think
I think he is going to be the target.
No, you do not think that's who they will land.
No.
I like the tone that you just used with your no. Because I agree with you. And your tone is like, eh. Unfortunately, you're not saying it in a way of you don't think the Warriors should get him.
And nor do I have sources.
You do not think the Warriors will get him.
No.
I don't think Utah's going to trade him. I don't think Utah's trading Lauri Markkanen.
I mean, it does seem weird. A guy who's from Finland who loves Utah, supposedly, loves the weather in Utah.
That's weird.
And is 27, all-star, great. You know, great upside. Probably he's got 5 really, really good years coming up.
Yep.
And the idea, if you're Danny Ainge, if you're moving him, I mean, I understand when he's like, hey, I need a Mikal Bridges type deal with, you know, 5 number ones and pick swaps and all kinds of stuff. Because otherwise, why? Why would you move Lauri Markkanen?
Well, I mean, I guess the only thing I could think of is that you're on the doorstep of having to pay him superstar money. And if you don't feel like you're in a position to do anything around him in order to make that make sense in those next 4 years, then maybe it feels like you're throwing money out the door. Now, that's answering a bunch of questions you can't answer yet. How do you know who you're going to be able to get in the draft or what have you?
Or his appetite to resign.
Yeah.
They might know.
They might know his appetite to resign. I mean, it's funny sometimes in the NBA. What's not your appetite? We're going to give you every dollar you're allowed to get. You ever want to be like a fly on the wall in one of those, like a Steph Curry type negotiation? Feels like it should take about 38 seconds.
Here, right.
Yeah, this is what we're allowed to offer you, and we are. Okay, sign. Are we, like, what is the negotiation with Lauri Markkanen? How does that even go?
No, because it's a max deal, and he wants a full max, I'm sure, right? And right. They're in no position to offer him anything less. Though I will say this, his numbers before he got to Utah were nothing compared to the numbers that he put up in Utah. And it's kind of the Danielle Marshall theorem, you know? It's like somebody's got to score points on crappy teams.
Maybe, or maybe he was being featured more. Maybe he was only 24, 23 years old before he got to Utah and was still a developing player. Yeah, these are the things that your scouting department needs to assess based on acquisitions. But the Warriors seem convinced.
Yeah,
at least according to reports.
Well, who knows, right? I don't know. For all we know, I mean, Kerr that told you guys yesterday, Steph is not available, but everybody else is available.
That is, yes, basically. Steve Kerr.
But
we'll play that in a second.
Even though he said that, I think the assumption is they don't want to move Kuminga. Right?
No, I don't think they want to. I think they would for the right deal. Here's what Steve Kerr said.
Yeah.
There's very few players in the league who are not talked about in trade discussions. You know, I mean, Steph Curry is not being discussed in trade talks. Everybody else It's, you know, and you know, if you went down the list of NBA teams, the Lakers probably not talking to anybody about LeBron. You know, you just, everybody's got maybe one or two guys who they're off the table. So the vast majority of the NBA, the players are constantly, you know, going to be discussed in trade talks because everyone's trying to do the same thing, which is improve their team.
Okay. By the way, that got picked up. That became kind of the buzz quote that is circulating nationally. Steve Kerr saying Steph Curry is not being discussed. Everyone else is.
Right.
I think what he meant is everybody else could be. But the way he said it makes it sound like the Warriors are literally on the phone right now trying to trade the rest of the roster, which is not true, but who knows? It's probably not out of the realm of possibility.
They're not hanging up. They're not going to hang up if you bring up Draymond. They're not hanging up if you bring up Moody or Kuminga. They are hanging up if you bring up Steph. That's kind of my takeaway on that. But yeah, I just think Markkanen, I don't know if he's going to stay, but between, you know, I mean, I don't think the Warriors want to move Kuminga. And then I'm looking at that offer. I guess it would have to be, you know, what, four number ones or some crazy amount of number ones. I do think the Warriors, though, Mark, are, you know, right, you know, basically status quo. They're different than they were last year, but to me, they're no better. They're no worse. They're basically right about the same. And if they don't get a significant addition like a Markkanen without moving a Kuminga, I don't think they're a title contender, even an outside title contender. I don't think they have to get one more significant addition to even enter any kind of
I agree with you. One thing that was clearly a thought in my mind in watching the Warriors last year, and it's not a rule, but I do think it certainly helps, and especially if you are going to be in the mix in the final four, final eight teams, when you get to the end of an NBA season, it's not that there needs to be this pecking order that you can write down with chalk on a board, but I think emotionally there does. First of all, it helps with the actual X's and O's, right? This is option one. Okay, that's defended. Now here's where you can read and react in Steve Kerr's system, and let's go to option two. That's part of it, but I also think there is something more on the emotional side of the fence with regard to knowing on a nightly basis who your number two scorer is. And when I watched the Warriors last year, that was a rotating answer. And that's okay, like here and there, somebody will get hot and score 30 and they led that night. But largely, I think teams who do really well, here's Jason Tatum and there's Jaylen Brown. You know, here's Nikola Jokic and then here's Jamal Murray. We know who our second best player is. Warriors don't know. They didn't know last year and they don't know this year. They don't even know who their starters are this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Great teams usually don't come from that scenario.
Yeah. I mean, and then the other factor that is now a reality for the Warriors is that you can't feel great because your number one guy has got an arrow pointing straight down. Like, he's no longer getting better. He's no longer maybe cresting the hill. He's no longer right there. I think we saw at the end of this year that he's now on the downside. He's crested the hill and he's on the downside. Now, is he going? Is he firing down the hill? No, I think he'll still be really good for a couple of years. But the arrow's down on Steph, so he's not getting better. He's getting worse. So that second guy becomes more and more important every day that goes by, and they don't have a second guy.
Right. So I'm with you, but you know, if it's not Lauri Markkanen,
right,
then who?
Well, there are other names thrown out. Like Brandon Ingram would be a great second name, right? That's a name that a lot of people do like, though he did play for Kerr.
Yeah.
And like Kerr kind of buried him on the bench.
I'm so into the idea of Brandon Ingram, but everything I hear is that the Warriors are so not into the idea of Brandon Ingram. And I mean this like 2 months ago when everything was still on the table. I was told the Warriors are flat, not interested.
Not interested in Brandon
Ingram. Non-starter. In Brandon Ingram.
Why?
I don't know.
He's young. He's a scorer. He can play, you know, he gives you length and size and scoring ability. Okay. But to me, then what? Then if you, okay, you take him off the list, who else you got on this list? I mean, who else? People have said Zach LaVine. Somebody had a multi-way, three-way deal the other day cooked up. Where it was like the Warriors moving like four players, and all they're getting in out of it was Zach LaVine.
Okay, what is that? What outlet does that person work for?
It was like Bleacher Report or something.
Come on.
I swear to you. It was like four guys going for Zach LaVine.
The Chicago Bulls have called every single NBA team not named the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
And they have said, do you want Zach? And the teams have gone, no. And then they've said, do you want Zach and a first-round pick? And the teams have said, no.
Okay, here it is. No. Here it is. It would be a three-way. It was a Bleacher Report three-way trade. The Bulls would get Brandon Ingram and Wiggins. The Warriors would get Zach LaVine. The Pelicans would get Vucevic from Chicago, Gary Payton, Kevon Looney, 2025 first-round pick from the Blazers. I'm not sure where that's coming from. That would be the Warrior pick, and then two second-round picks from Chicago.
Okay.
So even if those picks are not the Warriors' picks, the Warriors would be moving Looney and Wiggins and Payton, and all they're getting back is Zach LaVine.
Just let me promise you, no. The Warriors have, and I will report this, the Warriors have no interest in Zach LaVine whatsoever. And for those of you who are like, yeah, but you could unload Wiggins. Right, unload Wiggins and double his salary.
Right.
Is essentially all you'd be doing if you get Zach LaVine. With the apron, with the CBA, with the fact that he doesn't play defense, I'm telling
you, bad knee.
$46 million a year, absolutely absurd, the idea that the Warriors will acquire Zach LaVine on any level. The Warriors, you can do the trade again. Here we go. This is a four-team deal. None of the other teams do anything. It's just Zach LaVine goes to the Warriors. They don't have to give up anything. They don't even need to send a basketball to the Bulls. The answer is no. They have no interest in Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
None.
I don't either. Though, if it was straight up for Wiggins and there was no money there, I probably would do it. Here's the name. Here's the name.
Okay.
Well, all this talk we're talking about. You want to hear it, or do you want to tease it?
I think you should hold it.
Okay.
You have a name.
I have a name.
You have a name?
And it's so perfect. Right. It's so typical. It's so right on the money.
Why does that mean make it typical?
Well, because people have been talking about, you know, these dream scenarios about Markkanen. And yeah, Markkanen would be awesome. But why? Why is Utah trading him? Why are the Warriors getting him for a package that doesn't include Kuminga? I don't know. To me, Markkanen's like too good to be true.
Okay. You're probably right.
I mean, I love the idea.
I know many around the NBA believe that Utah is on a complete fishing expedition and they are not trading Lauri Markkanen.
At all.
I know a lot of people in NBA circles believe that. Okay. Larry's got a name.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.